Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
My plug.
Kobe. One.
Your plug,
free
plug,
Meek.
Bitch.
Shout out my nigga Meek Mill. All my niggas out there, BBM shit. We gunning for these millies, them billions. We gunning, we gunning. I'm gunning for millies, a bad bitch with titties is all on my team, getting split like a Philly. My niggas is with me and all of them shooters, I call them Ray Allen, got heat for the losers. Niggas is mad and I cannot relate, I'm seeing the signs that remind me of fate. Saying they loving me, hoping I'm great, but praying for death really hoping I break. Nigga, I'm strong, stronger than weight, getting their number, I'm fucking the day. Starting my tech, waiting up for the day, all I know is the grind like a young nigga skate. Flowing like Weezy, make it look easy, I'm beating up tracks like a nigga Street Reezy. These hoes are not loyal, trying to get spoiled, all on my Grammarly, hoping they see me. Hold on, waiting for a sec, shawty better call the red, call the side. Same shawty, hit my nigga with a text. No, you can't even lie, I'ma hit her with the flex. I'ma keep it 1,000, only really worth to say. Back to the bases, hide in the majors. All a nigga want is a green white faces. Yeah, it's ironic, cause all them nigga races R.P. Mike Brown, yeah, I know they gon' hate this. But I am a rebel, my sharper than metal. You rap about God and they label you devils. This shit is so biased, I'm not even lying. I'm higher than highest, got prep on my side. Yes, I am a king, so my name of your highness. I'm cutting all bitches like they are a verse. I'm adding up chests, got my dead in the minus. She does what I says like a young nigga Simon. Checking my wrist, cause it's all about time. I can't sit on your ass, cause it's all about grinding. The next nigga gun, he thinking he running, he catch up to me, then that young nigga dying. Oh, I'm a fucking beast, not to say the least. Persian rugs, fucking linen, niggas soft as sheets. I'm an educated rebel, but not from the streets. Pops kept a close grip like bitches on my meat. Oh, no homo, got this rap shit in the chokehold. I'm on my own, I be solo. My balls are fresher than Polo. My mama calling me Coco. Chicks are calling me Poppy. Jesse Lee with my posse in the booth catching bodies. Oh, you don't want it, nigga, show me my opponent. The game need life, I'm the proper component. Man, I'm Tupac in this afterlife. Got a bad bitch like Vanna White. Sip it, eat the pink, that's a magic right. My niggas toting tools, get your hammers right. Tunnel vision, that's a proper sight. Only fuck with hoes that got their dollar right. And they ready to fuck and they ready to suck. Well, that's anything for a Klondike. Man, this flow is so cool. Gotta put this shit on Pro Tools. Started out as a rookie and the givers all like to me. Now I'm killing this shit like pros do. Hold up, wait a minute, nigga, I ain't even finished. I'm off the top like I'm fitted inside the booth acting ignorant. Pops been on my brain heavy, say the devil lurking, well come and get me. No, I'm not flicking, no, I'm not flogging. I'm a king of kings, get my throne ready. Walking on this damn stage, about to cause a homicide. Cause I kill these damn rappers, every different race, this is genocide. Oh, shit. Let me get a second, I'm kicking shit like it's Tekken. No handing out, don't want helping, hiccup flows. I be belching, spitting fire, I be welding every motherfucking song. Good Lord, come and help him, oh!
What's up, what's up, what's up? We are in once again, my friend. Y'all are tuned in right here, the truth be told, on Dollhouse Radio, produced by the Sexy India, you know what I'm saying? And if you'd like to get at her, you can reach her at Sexy India. That's at Sexy India. Also, we got a show lined up for y'all 7 days of the week. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got to check out the fam, and y'all can get at them at Dollhouse_Radio. That's Dollhouse_Radio. And you know you can't forget to, you got to add us. That's at TruthBeTold_STL. That's TruthBeTold_STL. Moving right along. Gotta mention the Battle of the Indie, baby. You know what I'm saying? If y'all interested and you think you got what you, if you think you got what it take to be crown king, then go ahead and get your Twitter handles, your pics, your bios, and send your songs in MP3 format to truthbetoldstl@gmail.com. You hear me? The winner gets a month of spins right here on Truth Be Told. You know what I'm saying? Gotta give a shout out to the man upstairs. I hope everybody's had a wonderful week. And you know, I definitely got to bring in my peeps, my brother from another mother, my sis from another mister. You know what I'm saying? I got to bring y'all in. Timer, where you at, bro?
Hey, yo. Blucker. STL, stand up. What's up, Amelia? It's me, that St. Louis monster, Timer. It feels so good to be back in the building. Shout out to the boss lady, Sexy Indy Morrell, the boss lady here at Dollhouse Radio, and the whole DHR La Familia. And very special shout out to you, the listeners. Salute, love all y'all. Hey, yo, hit me up on Twitter at The Real Mr. Timer. That's The Real Mr. Timer. Or you can shoot me an email at STLOUISMOBSTER That is stlouismonster314@gmail.com. Truth be told, what's up, familiar?
What's up, it's your girl, Miss STL in the building. Follow me on Twitter, MZ_STL. Nickname, I'm in the building right here, Dollhouse, Wednesday night, hump day, St. Louis stand up, let go.
Truth be told, and you know what it is, I'm your boy, Floss the Boss, and y'all can get at me at the Boss Floss. That's how we do it. That's what we does. How y'all feeling, fam?
Good, shit. I can't complain. I'm feeling lovely, floating, floating. Angel
wings,
you did.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
I feel damn good.
For sure. For sure. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to start it off with a little bit more sports stuff because I got to, you know what I'm saying, I got to talk about my man Ezekiel Elliott real quick because he's doing his thing. You hear me? I mean, man, the dude, hands down, he went for 6.8 yards per carry, ran for 14 first downs. You know what I'm saying? The dude, it say his last three games tally for 696 yards, 8 touchdowns. You know what I mean? The dude's a beast, man. Which I, man, Tama, but I know you
hey.
Gotta say something about him, bro.
Hey, man, you know, big shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. I'm really not into college ball like that to get down and dirty with you. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately. I'm getting used to the shit now, especially since there's a playoff system, you know what I'm saying, thanks to, you know, the president, Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you can't beat that. The power's in numbers, baby, you know what I'm saying? Once it's, you know what I'm saying, you produce some tight numbers, hey, you can't not greatness. So salute to him. Hey, that's a hell of a motherfucking, way to raise the bar. Put it like that. Way to raise the motherfucking bar.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Truth be told, all day. Straight up. I mean, he not only raised the bar for himself, he raised the bar for ESPN because, you know, over 12 years, they was paying $7.3 billion in the broadcasting, you know what I'm saying? And, but this season, with the Big Five conferences, you know, the ACC, the Big 12, Big 10, the Pac-12, and the SEC, you know what I'm saying, they'll receive around $50 million each, almost double what they took home last year with the BCS, you know what I'm saying? Man, 18.2 ratings and average 33.4 million viewers. Come on, man. They just killing it. You know, that's the 20%. What's up?
I said kick ass. Them kick ass.
Oh, yeah,
numbers.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's 26% increase over last year's BCS title game between Florida and Auburn. You know what I'm saying? So,
you sure they didn't get Dollhouse Radio's ratings mixed up somewhere with them?
Ooh!
Hey, you sound like it, don't it?
Nice.
The number one station
like
right here at Dollhouse Radio. Hey, dollhouseradio.com. We that did.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? Always. You know what I mean? That was. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask. Cause I'm not big on the cops. Since my nephew stopped playing, cause he was a Cornhusker. Since he stopped playing, I don't get down into the college for real. I'm just a little distraught right now because the Broncos out of it. So I'm mad at Peyton. Peyton, I'm mad at you, man. I don't know what the fuck you was doing, but yeah, it wasn't right. Pay attention.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't be mad at Peyton. I mean, I brought up my boy Ezekiel Elliott, because you know he a hometown cat though. He from here, from John Burroughs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's big ups for St. Louis. You know what I mean?
What about
with numbers like that and stats like that? So
that Ohio State quarterback, Ohio State quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
He put up some nice numbers and made history. So he pretty much solidified his trip to the NFL.
Oh yes.
You know
he did. Yeah.
All you gotta do is keep his nose clean. That's all. You know
that's all. That's all. Yeah, and before I forget, y'all, the intro song was my man Jacoby with that murder, man.
I loved it.
Sending that shout out to Mike Brown, you know what I'm saying? Hands up, don't shoot. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right. I can't breathe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it does. That's what it does. For sure, for sure.
Stand up. Mm-hmm.
Salute.
Oh, man, but it's funny she... Hey, it's funny she mentioned that about, you know, it says like when my cousin played for Florida, you know, so my cousin Alex Thies, you know, he's playing
uh-huh.
over Israel, right, for the Israel team. But when he was playing for Florida, I was watching college ball like a month, you know what I'm saying? But I'm really not into college like that, you know what I'm saying? I've always been to, you know what I'm saying, the pros. But, you know,
oh, I hear you.
They go hard
on college. I hear you. I fell off college, too, for a minute, bro. But, you know what I'm saying, this year they had some good games. They had some good matchups, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I was
right.
definitely going to watch that Alabama and Ohio State game for sure. You know what I mean?
Truth be told.
Truth be told,
yeah,
bro.
I should have. If I entertained that shit, I probably would have picked OSU. You know what I'm saying? For real, truth be told.
And I picked. That's who I picked. You know what I'm saying? Everybody kept asking me, you know what I'm saying, at the gig. They was like, so who you got for the pick? I kept telling them Ohio. They was like, man, really? Over Alabama? I said, yes, sir.
They corn-fed motherfuckers.
Corn-fed motherfuckers. Look at you. Look at you. Stop it. Stop it. Here we go. It's too early to be in the show to be hating. You
never
know what
too
I mean?
Early. That ain't hating. True shit to be told.
Truth be told, y'all know what time it is though. It's about time for that break. You know what I mean? So we're gonna jump off into that Tiffany Fox, Don't Trust Them, right here. Another Dial House Spotlight artist, Tiffany Fox.
Representative.
My boy. Let's get it.
And right, we
truth
what
be
she said,
told.
We cook soup and dope in the same pot. Just salute.
Right.
Love her.
Love it.
Gotta
shout out
love
Tiffany
it.
Fox, baby.
Shout out Lil' Kim.
Fox.
Salute. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right
that's,
here.
And
though.
They stay
truth
in the
St.
Louis.
Yeah,
in the loop. You hear me? Truth be
told. Tiffany Fox, nigga. Represent for all the ladies out there. That's getting it on their own. Represent for the real gold.
DJ Scream.
Tiffany Fox,
you don't
want
to get a side, nigga. I don't trust them.
Married to money, you hoes not alone. Niggas be wasting your time. Fuck any penny or dime. That's anything. I pay you, no, never mind. No nigga is ever mine. They got a mind of his own. I want him, I need him, I wanna say I love him. Nah, never mind. These niggas be out with these hoes on the low and they all be telling lies. Why go through his phone and find what I already know? So why keep it G when the day I leave, he gon' be broke?
Trust me, I don't trust my own trust.
That was Tiffany Fox right there with Don't Trust Them. You hear me? Right here on Truth Be Told. Man, she's so hot. Man, dog, I'm telling you. She got bars. She fire, man.
Yeah. Got bars. Got bars like Kit Kat. Got bars.
Hey. Break them off another piece, you know what I'm saying?
STL represented. STL, stand up, baby.
STL salute. Well, y'all know about what time it is. It's about time to get into these hot topics with a little bit of celeb news. So I guess that's what we're going to go ahead and jump off into. And I was looking at this. I don't know if anybody got to peep this, but I was looking at the Chris Brown story about where he shuts down a porn star who posted his junk pics. Hey, man, why they keep messing with my boy Chris Brown, man? I know he was wrong for what he did, but damn, can he breathe? Can he breathe, man? But for those that don't know what happened, the porn star's name is Cagney Lynn Carter with the K, and she, you know what I'm saying, she claims that, you know what I'm saying, she went back on Twitter and, you know what I'm saying, started throwing assaults aimed at Chris Brown because she was claiming that he began bullying her online when she refused to sleep with him. Supposedly he paid her $2,500 to be his escort. And I guess Chris Brown thought that the deal included sex, and when she refused to sleep with him, you know what I'm saying, that's when she claims that, or she alleges that he began bullying her. And so she responded with a series of angry tweets, you know what I'm saying, like, I will never fuck a woman beater, ew, disgusting, and he is pure evil, right? And but the tweet that got Chris upset was when she posted pics of his penis. I mean, how y'all feel about that, bro?
I mean,
if it's right, what you mad or not? I mean, if it's right, you ain't got no reason to be mad. You know what I mean? I mean, hey.
Right. I mean, yeah.
How the fuck does she dare after, you know what I'm saying, talking about that man leading with his past and then post a pic of his dick? You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, only that man know if that is, you know what I'm saying, his dick. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, first off, you know what I'm saying, you trying to diss me. Then you want to put a pic out there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, any publicity is good publicity, you know what I'm saying? Good, bad, ugly, I mean, shit. It all depends how you do it. But,
hey,
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, it's kind of hard to, what?
Dog said, truth be told, though, real talk, if it ain't your shit, I don't think he wouldn't. I think he mad because it's his shit. When it's not 100, when it ain't true, you don't get mad. What you get mad for? Because it's not true. Chris, he seems like that kind of guy that'll send a dick pic like, hey, this what you missing. I get that from him. Truth be told.
Yeah, well, I mean, truth be told, I mean, I don't know. To me, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to be going back and forth with the tweets and shit, but I mean, whether it is his junk or not, I mean, still, just to be posting, you know, he got his legal team on this, because to be posting pictures of people's stuff across line, you know what I'm saying? That's just kind of, I mean, and like Thomas said, she first started off bringing up something of his past, which, I mean, truth be told, I'm sure she got some skeletons in her closet, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, nobody's perfect, but I haven't heard of him beating a woman since the whole Chris Brown Rihanna situation, which, not to say he hasn't, but I haven't heard anything in the news. So, people need to let people's past rest sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, truth be told, that's just how I feel.
That's a definite lesson, but another lesson is, everybody, once it's in the cloud, it's in the cloud. If you don't want it in the cloud, don't send it. don't have it out there. Once it's in the cloud, it's gone. Sorry. True be told.
Hey. And since you own Chris Brown, did you hear about the? Did y'all see that story of he was at a club? He was at a club. I think it was out in San Diego, and you know, somebody fired shots close by the door, and the it was a chaotic scene. People hitting the floor, people running for the doors and shit. You know, it's about five, six shots went off. You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown was in the middle of singing his song, "Ain't Loyal." You know what I'm saying? So. And after that show, Chris Brown is saying that he's no longer going to do hood shows or any spot that security is poor and shit like that. But I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Truth be told, I mean, where the real niggas at? You know what I'm saying? Like, the pop, I mean, we all know Tupac used to be at house parties. You know what I'm saying? House parties, damn it. You know, you at a club, man. It's going to happen regardless. You dig? Truth be told.
Truth be told, I mean... Go ahead, STL.
No, I was just saying, I saw the video. So I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little video they got online about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? At the nightclub performance, it says five people were shot during the performance.
I say, yeah, there were injuries. I failed to mention that. Thank you for that one.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just think, like you said, man, anytime you're doing the show, especially in the hood, I mean, that's the thing that gets me about these celebrities, man. You see, one minute they are hood, but then when the bullets start flying, I ain't going to do no more shows there. You know what I'm saying?
Shit get real. You know?
Shit get real, and shit hit the fan, now you ain't finna do no more hood shows. And like you said, man, there's so many celebrities that be in the hood where I'm sure this ain't the first time that shit's been occurred at a celebrity show, and I'm sure it ain't the last time it's gonna occur. Right. I mean, if you a hood nigga, that shit don't rattle you and shake you like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, truth be told, I mean, I feel you on that, time.
So I can see he can't fuck with no hood bitch for real, yo. Gunshots, he can't be on the South St. Louis, gunshots, I gotta go. Yeah, be dancing down the street,
right.
Dancing to the limo type deal. Yeah.
That explains why he was paying that $2,500 for an escort, trying to get up back to the telly, talking about, baby, let me pull your panties to the side. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
wow.
For real, truth be told.
Hell no. Funny shit. Oh, man.
I mean, that's crazy, though.
Yeah, that is crazy. But you know what I'm saying? On real, like, that shit's going to happen anyway. You know what I'm saying? If there's always haters, and unfortunately, there's so many guns on the street, you can't really call it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, anytime we leave our house, we're not guaranteed to make it back. You know, we just got to pray to God and trust in him that he's going to get it back safe. But if it's already written, it's already written, you know?
And that's a good point, man, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, people always look into the guns like guns is the only thing that can harm you. Man, motherfuckers can bring so much shit up in the club that and sharpen something and stab you with it, you know what I'm saying, anything. I mean, it's always going to be trouble, like you say, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And when you run from it, you know what I'm saying, usually that's when you run into it. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told, that's just how I feel.
100%. I feel that time because I remember when the, even like back to the Rose, man, when he got shot, I was standing next to him. You know what I'm saying? That day, I was standing right next to him.
I was standing next to you
when the bullet came through the wall.
That was my birthday night, and you ain't called me, fool.
We was young, man. We was on one, man. Being Fireboy, all of us,
Don't be like that.
Terrible.
I fuck with you, but that's crazy, man. You know, our peace goes out to the Rose, man. You know what I'm saying? It took him... After his death, I found out he know my mama, he know my sister, and other people in my family. But it wasn't like I doubted that anybody. Everybody know and love the Rose, man. Yeah.
Everybody did. Truth be
and
told,
no
man.
More
I mean,
roses come through the club no more.
I was shocked to hear that the Rose
that.
Man got shot and killed, man.
Man, heartbreaker, bro. I woke up out of my sleep. Somebody called me and told me. I was like, damn. Yeah, that's
I mean, the first thing popped in my head was like, you know, who the fuck would do something like that? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't understand
it,
dog. He was cool.
Whoever did it, it's on their conscience. Remember, they was outside and they shot into the club, and it hit him. You know what I'm saying? I know when
right.
they find out who they killed, man, they probably killed themselves.
Right. Because you done killed the coolest cat in the club.
Everybody loved the Rose, man.
Everybody.
It ain't no thing.
Sure.
Hey, he made our day. Shoot, I used to give him an extra $5. He'd be like, you know what, he'll go around and get a rose or somebody just because, you know, he was handing the roses. I'd give him an extra $5, an extra $10, and shit like that. No bullshit, truth be told. Damn,
truth be
the
told.
Rose, man.
Right. Well, it's time to get into this second break, y'all, right here on
kinda,
Truth Be Told.
Kinda have a session.
Right. Time to have that session. It's time
to
pick them up to all my loyal smokers and light them up. This next break right here, this next song right here, another Dial House Spotlight artist. This is Floss featuring Candy Rain called Smoke Choke. It's going to sit back and blaze them up right here with Truth Be Told.
Dial House.
Damn right. Yeah.
Hey man, go and pass that blunt round, you know what I'm saying? Get that mug going, man. You been holding that motherfucker like it's a six finger or something. You know what I'm saying? Tell him Rain, you know what I mean?
One time for the weed head.
Damn right.
That shit tastes good,
and I split it down the middle. I feel it till it's pillow. For sure gon' roll it till it's brittle. That lime green smells real dough. Now I'm holding a little dough. All my bloods be hittable, not quittable. Rain clouds come spilling out that choke. Just hit it and pass it down. Keep the smoke around, I laugh now. Now, me and my crew get down. We blazing pounds after pounds. And them roaches we save for drought. Set a couple of puffs, still put your mouth. All crazy and shit, what we do to a bitch. They keep me calm enough from knocking out a bitch and shit. Dubs, I spin them fast, I come with eight, I should be straight. My supplier keep me higher than the north that's on the map. Bags, I like to grab them quick. Ain't about no skeet shit, cause when I smoke, I wanna lie. Ain't for no little bitch. I need a bag that's lime green with no sticks and no seeds. Just give me 2 for $15 and a Rello if you please. I love smoking rye, shit for sure, I'm steady high. I hit it, then you hit it, when we smoke, we coincide. I like them nice and proper, long and roll it right. I love my fucking weed, I blaze my blunts all fucking night. Eyes red and fucking tight, trying to locate a sack. Hit the block and bust a U for sure, I'm coming back on through. That's what that fire do, keep me so fucking cool. Rolling to a mellow groove, I'm fucking blown in this zone, man. Damn. Boy, you got me down, motherfucker, man.
All I do is smoke, roll. All I do is choke, you know. Clear your throat, clear your throat from that smoke choke.
I like them green and fluffy. Got it so it seems she loves me. When them other chicks too busy, Mary Jane, she down to fuck me. From the inside, she does me. And I can't lie, she cuffed me. Brought in her friends as twins. They said spin wide and stuff me. Run your tongue up and down the split like you doing some freaky shit. I rap to make it stick. Write it in and take a hit. And I'm high. I don't know why. Your boy be so fly. I'm blowed. In the zone on my own, and you know I hold chrome. Niggas better get back cause I'm gonna be long. I'll call you a rap before I finish this song. Mary Jane, you got your boy with me. Down like a hurricane, I make it rain for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm high to the sky in orbit like some satellites. Let's get it right, cause you blow my high and it'll be good night. I shock the game like Ben Frank when he flew them kites. I'm nice and high as hell, I'm fried rice. Like my nigga Loco said, but I'm still cool as dry ice. I'm off them loud packs, granddaddy perp, green crab, white widow, blue dream. Type of shit to make you lean back. Chocolate tie, purple haze, we blaze tight rolls. Meat pops and chocolate bars, got your high like you landed Mars. Red Cess, Pine Express, sour D's and OG Kush.
show, you know. Clear your throat, clear your throat from that smoke show.
Good. No, I'm just playing. Remember that I'm coming to America. I'm clowning. That was Candy. That was right. That was Floss the Boss featuring Candy Rain, Smoke Choke, Dollhouse Spotlight Artist. You hear me?
Hey, we got a caller.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and bring the callers in, please.
Area code 954. This is Truth Be Told right here on Dollhouse Radio. What's good?
What's going on, people? First, Happy New Year.
Hey.
Happy New Year, bro.
Happy New Year,
Cobra Commander. This is Cobra Commander. I'm
what's up,
you
man?
All out tonight and everything. And, what's going on? I'm gonna be truth be told, but be real at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about a kid?
Like that.
You talking about a kid who used to crump at 13, telling me when your man hit the floor? Ain't nothing hood about that nigga at all. Let's be real. No, nothing
right.
Hood. Hood, he's the type of dude, if you take him in the hood, he's locking your door. So ain't nothing
right.
Hood about this kid. So when you want to talk that gangster, you know how most of these cats are. They don't want to talk that gangster. They want to be down. But when guns come out, well, they be the first one faint like the bitch on the floor. First one.
Uh-huh.
Be the first one talking to the police.
You ain't lying.
Let's be real. And so the thing about it is you look at situations like Chris Brown. That man made a mistake. He hit that girl. I'm not justifying it in any form or fashion, but he hit that girl. But if you notice, ever since he's done that, it seems like trouble just followed this kid. It just, everywhere he go, it's just trouble. You know?
Preach, my brother.
This is the type of situation where this kid has made enough money. He needs to go sit it down for a couple of years. Sit down for a second. Sit down for a second, then come back as a grown man. You dig what I'm saying? Come back as a grown man, then do your thing.
Because you can always reinvent yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can always reinvent yourself. You can always, and a perfect example of it is, I don't like that little motherfucker, but little Bow Wow has reinvented himself as Bow Wow, the host on 106.9. Now he on CSI. He don't even use Bow Wow no more. He's Sean, whatever the hell his name is. So he reinvented himself as going into the acting world. You can do it, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When the last time you heard Bow Wow made a rap record? For real? So you see what I'm saying?
Hey.
You don't even do that no more. You can reinvent yourself in such a manner that people won't even recognize you anymore, you know?
Be told.
So, and that's why I said you have to just be aware of your situation. I'm down here in Florida. You know, like I said, I'm part of the Dollhouse family. I always see you all preaching shout out. And but the point of the fact is, we need to stop letting these little youngsters think in their hood. Because I'm 40 something years old. Half of these young boys don't even know what a gangster really is. Because most of the real gangsters, you don't even know they fucking exist. And that's the way they want you. You know, the one you know how it is. Y'all been in the club. The one that pop off at the mouth the loudest. It's the most scariest nigga there.
Oh, yeah.
He's making show. It's that motherfucker. You know when I was in clubs, it was in the 90s. You get that dude that be popping off at the mob, hollering and screaming. We scared of him. It's the nigga that says, you know what? I'll be right back. That's what's trying to go. It's time to go now. It's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't playing. He ain't popping. He coming back. And when he coming back, it's not going to be nice. That's when you pack up.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, get your shit. It's time to go.
A real gangster move in silence, though.
Exactly.
Hey, for sure. Because a similar situation happened here, my brother. It was a club here we used to have called the Monastery, and I remember we was there, and two cats got into it, and the one cat was popping off at the mouth, whoopty whoop, you know what I'm saying? The other cat was just standing there. So, you know, the whole club, well, not me, but people who get moved by that loud talk shit, they assume that the one cat punked the other cat. Quiet as kept, the other cat just moseyed on out. Next thing you know, guess who laying outside leaking? The loudmouth. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. Mr. Loudmouth out there whining.
Whining and crying now. Call me an ambulance. You know, the thing about it is back when I was growing up, it used to be a song that fitted best, because I'm a dude that's originally from Chicago. So
okay.
And I'm one of those cats. And I'm one of those cats that you remember that old Bone Crusher song?
Yeah.
You remember
the
song? When I'm outside of the club and you think I'm a punk. You know, that's where we were raised. When I pop trunk, everybody hit the goddamn game. Because I'm not playing.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
it's no more talking, it's no more conversation. And see, the point of the fact is, these young cats need to get off this thing that they gangster and think. I'm going to be real with you. Being an older cat now, and I'm 40, I think a lot of these young boys are just a bunch of punks because they're quick to pull a gun. Knuckle up and show me what you can do. Knuckle up and show me you can get it down. That's the real
thing. That's how
we
got down.
That's how we got down. You know, we may not die. You may get your ass whooped and you keys for a couple of weeks. But you know what? You lived. We settled it like men. But now they want to take people alive.
Don't do that no more.
They want to take a nigga. You want to take a nigga alive because he beat you to a pair of Nikes. And the stove.
Right.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Right. And the crazy thing about it is we had guns but we had fist fights and didn't think about grabbing our guns. You know what I'm saying? Just the best man win. Meet me tomorrow if you want some. We can do this again. You know what I'm saying?
That's true be told. But 9 times out of 10, after you and somebody fought, see this is what I noticed from back in the day too. When you and that cat had that fight, 9 times out of 10 y'all become friends.
Let's respect.
Yeah,
that's,
I'll tell y'all
it's
the
respect
guy, you know
thing.
Best friend.
It's a respect
it's the best,
thing. Because
best
I'm gonna put you on front right now. It's one of my best friends that I grew up with. One of my best friends got into a fight with him when I was a freshman year and he was a sophomore. I mean, we scrapped enough that to this day I got a tooth missing in the back of my head. He knocked a tooth out of my face. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But 20-something years later, I can call that dude. He one of those real Chi-Town Westside. We used to be a Blackstone, T-Stone gangster.
Yeah.
I can call him up right now and say, nigga, I got a problem. I need you down here. Next day. That nigga be like, don't worry about it, nigga. I'm on my way. And he's coming, there ain't going to be no conversation. He's coming.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the type of friend I have, and he's always been that way. But we fought like dogs. And both of my mother and his mother send us out in their yard, and we fought till we couldn't fight no more. And to this day, he's one of my best people. Hell, he's the godfather of my children, my best friend.
Right.
He was my best man at my wedding 20 years ago. And to this day, I can call him on anything. He did.
And that's living proof.
Sure.
Fluffers tell you all the time. I say it all the time, man. That's the difference what's wrong with these young cats. Like, they don't realize that they killing their best friend. You know what I'm saying? Just put the gun down and hand like a man. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
They said, like they say on Friday. You know what I'm saying? You live to fight another day. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like you said, these young niggas testified, and it's the truth. I mean, look at the skinny little jeans and everything, but they want to, I would chuckle like, wow, when somebody in skinny little jeans mugged me. It's going to be funny to me.
Right.
It would
right.
be funny to me.
But if you want to keep it 100, I'm going to go real deep with you all, truth be told. There's a lot of these young men being raised by their mothers with lack of fathers, and they all emotional. I was raised with a dad. My dad was quick to tell me, a man don't go get nothing. You go out there in the yard and you knuckle up. And I've seen points where my dad got in a fight with his own brother, punched him in his fucking face, gave him a stake for the eye and a beard in the neck. See, next time you won't be talking that way. And they laughed about it. And that's
right.
how I would handle. And that's how I would handle. But go ahead.
How we move.
And that's true, though. That's true, bro. And because, like you, I was raised with my old dude, and I was raised with my old bird. And both of them, it wasn't even just my old dude. My mama told me, you better not come back here with your ass whoop. You better get out there and finish that fight. And if you get knocked out, wake up and continue. You better win. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's how my sister did me. She said, go back and beat your ass, or I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the same advice I was getting.
But if you notice, a lot of these young cats today, and like I said, I'm 40 years old, and you look at them, they argue like little women. They want to talk and be gossiping like little girls and shit.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Why do you grown men do that? Grown men do that shit.
It remind me of the late, great Bernie Mac when he was talking about how young, you know, people having kids now, and he like, you the grandma now with your 24, 25-year-old ass. Remember when he said that?
Exactly.
And it killed me
because
it's so true.
Well, I'm going to put it on. One more comment and I'm going to be gone. We need to definitely change the parameter of what's going on, because I used to work in a club, and as God is my witness, the grandmother, the mother, and the granddaughter for all strippers in the same club. Think on it.
Wow.
What in the world?
And Grandpa came and picked them all up at the end of the night. I'm done.
That's a what in the world right there.
Hey, salute. Oh,
salute,
y'all
man.
Be blessed,
go,
man. Y'all be,
go home and drop your handle real quick, Cobra.
Okay, I'm a Cobra Commander. I'm on with Urban Society with my man James and Yankee. And y'all can follow me on Twitter on Cobra Nation, baby. Because like I say all the time, I may piss you off. I may motherfucking make you even mad. But in the end, I'm going to make you motherfucking think about it.
For sure.
Salute,
y'all have a good one, baby.
Bro, salute, man.
Have a blessed week. Take care. That's
for sure. That's my cat right there.
Right on.
Hey, man.
Appreciate you. Shout out.
Club. I always say, you know what I'm saying, the person you fight all the time end up becoming your best friend 9 out of 10, man, you know, so I just hate the way it is out here, and he hit the head on the head, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, these single-parent households, you know, we definitely got to get that together. Like, so
that's what it is. Like we always say, y'all, it start at home, man, and it's something that's – it's a problem that stems from the fact of these single-parent homes. And these guys out here, and they making kids, but they can't be a man. Tommy, what was the song we used to always play by Ed OG and the Bulldogs? Hey, yo,
oh,
be a father.
Yes. That.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. They need to bring the Ed OG and the Bulldogs back. But, yeah, it's time for our third break. You know what I'm saying? And, Tommy, go ahead and tell them who's coming up for this third break, bro.
All right. We're about to go ahead and get into this LEG. Remember, LEG, Miss SDS.
Yeah,
that old flame, you know what I'm saying? That classic right there.
Oh yeah.
Let's get that dose.
So we going into that LEG, old flame, y'all, right here on Truth Be Told.
Love it. Let's get it.
So this shit. I think they slowing down the internet on us black folks, you know what I'm saying? Keeping the information from going through, right? I'm over here.
For sure.
It's slow motion. This motherfucker was moving fine. I don't know what the... You hear me? So,
because they don't want that truth to be revealed, bro. You know what it is. We speak too much truth on her. They trying to slow us down.
They trying to mess up the church's money.
Yeah, it's complications over here. I don't know what the... You hear me? Real talk.
It ain't, man.
Rolling. We're having technical difficulties. I wish you'd just come on in so we can get this done. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it happens to the best of them. It ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, while we waiting on the system, I mean, we could talk about Kevin Gates, or we can wait. Yeah. Either way.
There you go.
With his incestuous ass.
I mean,
yeah, I'm
trying to figure out what's popping over here.
Kevin, go ahead, STU. Let him know.
Okay.
About it.
I mean, because I know dude trying to blow up she weight and all that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I particularly have never been a fan of the gentleman. He doesn't ring my bell. But when I found out that he just put it out there, he got videos all over the net about having sex with his cousin knowingly. Now this it's not like you met the person on the street or something like that and you just never knew who they were. You just thought they was the average little chick. You had some beer goggles on at the bar. Your grandmother straight tells you, you know that's your first cousin. You know what I'm saying? No, that ain't how it went. She said that's your cousin. So he asked, how far down the line was she? Nigga, really? Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? That's your grandmother told you that's your cousin, dog. And he say he's still about that, like, he's still going to smash.
He gets the
Ratchet Award. The Ratchet Award.
Ratchet.
That's Ratchet.
Buck Nasty. You hear me? About to put some water in Buck Nasty Mama's dog bowl. Because that's just some disgusting ass shit right there. You hear me?
Y'all trying to have kids with 7 arms and 3 eyes.
Ew. that looking like alienation up in the building. You hear me? His next song going to be Sex the Best When You Put Your Cousin to the Test. Oh, nasty.
It's kind of crazy because he talks a lot of his lyrics are about sex, and it makes you wonder, was he talking about his cousin when he be talking some of this stuff he be talking? Really?
What you say, Tama?
My song supposed to be in love. I said that was my shit for 2015. You hear me?
I don't know.
He
never really did it. He never really did it for me with his music. I mean, it ain't never really moved me. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, truth be told, I ain't heard a lot of his music either. So, but what I have heard didn't move me. But I mean, hearing that story, I read the whole story. I'm like, this guy is just something wrong with him. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You tell me a female is my cousin, I'm finna back up, and if I kissed her, I'm finna go wash my mouth, I'm finna get on my knees, pray to God, be like, I done messed up, Lord. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. I'm not finna ask, okay, so which one? She the fifth cousin? Oh, that's cool. Is it by marriage or is it blood? Oh, well, if it's blood, I'm just gonna put a rub on. But I mean, come on, who does that? Real talk. I can't mess with you. Especially not when you rocking like that. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, Super Mike, my dog, you know, Mike, they used to run track with the school with us, due time, you know what I'm saying, House of Pain.
Due time?
You know who I'm talking about? Mike, light-skinned Mike. Cool
Mike,
as my 9-4. Super Mike, he DJ
hey,
down
Michael,
in the back.
Michael.
I can't think of fam name, but anyway, Super Mike, you know what I'm saying, he kind of played it, you know what I'm saying, Kevin Gates getting on and shit, so I dig dude, you know what I'm saying, and you know, after I read the story, I just kind of, you know, it's kind of like a, you know what I'm saying, throw you into a zone or so, you know what I'm saying, like, damn, did I just read that, you know what I'm saying, I feel, like I told Miss S here earlier, I really haven't put any thought to it, it's kind of like one of them, wow, you know, like, huh, you know,
I just laughed and chuckled.
I just let him know we were speaking on him. So maybe he'll call in and see what we're speaking on him about, and maybe he'll have something to say. We'll see.
Maybe I don't know, but.
Kev Gates, be on you. I'm on you. I want to talk about that shit. It's bullshit. This STL said, I want
right.
you to
know,
say something. Say something.
From a female perspective. That's kind of crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, my song supposed to be in love. That's my shit. And, you know, like you said, what if factor?
Right?
That means you're going to take it there.
So, wow. That means who's going to take it there?
I said that means he's going to take it there. I'm talking about him.
You know, it's
that means he's going to take it there.
R. Kelly, I don't mind.
Hey, oh,
wanna get some of that wanna get some of that pee pee. I hit you up. Do you remember? That's when it started. Yes, who that was? Was that LG?
That was LG. Hey,
that's hot. Who that was?
LG.
That was LG, y'all. Another.
Yeah, keep.
Another. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. I'm just basically saying, you know what I'm saying? She did come here, you know what I'm saying, on Dollhouse and grace us with her presence. She's a sweet person, you know. Salute to her. You know what I'm saying? She that deal. You know what I'm saying? 2 feet tall, spotlight artist, Dollhouse Radio, baby. You know what I'm saying?
L.E.G., old flame, y'all. I'm telling you.
Yes. Hey, man.
Sure.
Hold up. Can I say something? I know y'all heard about Rihanna and Leo Caprio supposedly hooking up and shit. Well, I mean, when they were spotted kissing at the Playboy mansion, you know what I'm saying, at that party over the weekend, you know what I'm saying, for designer Nikki Irving. So it was reported that Neo and Leo actually attended the same after party. But do you remember? Okay, sound like LG. Do you remember when TMZ also reported that Leonardo DiCaprio threw a house party and most of the other guests that was at the party at the Playboy Mansion went back to Leo's house? So I'm sure Leo was the host at the party. You know what I'm saying? So they was hugging the kids at the Playboy Mansion. He had it at the crib. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, bada bing, bada boom, you know, Leo may have. He may have went ahead and he got him some red rays.
Stop it.
Hey, for real. Hey, and on top of it, you know what I'm saying, I seen a pic, you know what I'm saying, with the G-Unit General, the 50 Cent and Naomi Campbell was looking like, you know what I'm saying, they was hitting off Tom tight like. So, but on top of that, within that same pic, you can see Leo DiCaprio, you know what I'm saying, looking like he just made history. You hear me? In other words,
not history.
Thank you that. Truth be told, some kind of feel like the general of G-Unit and Naomi Campbell actually hook him up with Riri, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he was a little, you know, I don't think I could pull in 50 in his ear, like, you know, man, fuck that, you can get her. You know what I'm saying? Then he pursued it and got her. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
That's because he's the wolf of Wall Street.
Leonardo
right.
DiCaprio, the man. He always has
been. He is
been
the man, bro.
He's the man. I got much love for fam. You know, I fought with him the long way. You know,
I can see her wanting a little milk in her Caribbean cream.
Hey, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, you know what I'm saying? He the man, you know, he's like he's the new David Hasselhoff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not the new David Hasselhoff. What a comparison.
You heard it first. You heard it first here on Truth Be Told, the house. Radio, you're for real.
Oh, for sure, man. Hey, and you know he go back hanging with us, man, because you know what I'm saying. He used to mess with Q-Tip, you know. He used to mess with your boy Q-Tip the long way, no homo. You know what I'm saying? He used to mess with him. So I mean, you know, I could see it happening. I could see it happening. Rihanna with her little sexy freaky self. I can see it going down.
I don't see
down.
Him giving her a run for her money, though. You know who I could see if she wanted to dip in that pool? You know who I could see getting with her? Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp with his weird
Johnny
head.
Mary.
I don't care. You know, what has that ever mattered in Hollywood? Come on, man.
Truth be told.
That's truth be told. So, but, I mean, man, at them, you got to understand, man, at them parties, it ain't about giving somebody a run for their money. It's like you ain't never been to a party and two people hook up and you like, damn, I ain't never think they was gonna hook up. What the hell? That's what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get that little
I don't thought that way about myself at a party.
You
just being honest.
Truth be told, the truth coming out. The freaks come out at night.
Hey,
the freaks come out.
And did y'all see about that Twitter blowing up and shit over the Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, and Beyonce thing? You know, when Jay-Z and Beyonce was at the Net game, and Jay-Z was looking at his phone, and somebody took a picture while Beyonce was cutting her eyes over on the screen, you know what I'm saying? So importantly, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hey. They said it blew up, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, you know, I couldn't imagine the things they said about Beyonce. But, I mean, if you actually look at the picture, it appears that Jay-Z is putting his phone in the direction where B can see, like, look at this shit, babe. You know what I'm saying? And B was looking at her in the eyes and went, oh, man, that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
right.
So look at that picture again. It looked like Jay is showing her the phone as he was signing, like, look at this shit, babe. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people don't take shit how they take it. I just had to get that off. You know what I'm saying? Just put that shit out there, man. Y'all tripping. Leave the queen alone.
Right, leave the queen alone. You hear me?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A homie of mine said that, and I agree with him. Beyonce released the best album of all genres last year. You know what I'm saying? And I concur that.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Yeah. Well, y'all know what time it is. It's time to get into this next break. You know what I'm saying? And we got Rayshon Talk My Shit, you know what I'm saying, right here on Dial House, because you know what it is. I mean, we do a lot of shit talking as well, so, you know, can't be mad.
I'm a five-starter, baby.
Right.
I'm a five-starter.
Hey.
Set the shit on fire.
A lot of shit. Well, let's go ahead and get to this Rayshon Y'all Talk My Shit on Truth Be Told right here.
Dial House, baby.
Let me talk my shit.
You're now listening to A-Rod Music.
Man, you don't rhyme like this. Shine like this. Nothing printed. If you see me in it, it's my shit. This is Dawn Talk, carry on. Grown man lingo. I'm Dread, favorite Yankee, Mexican's favorite gringo. Been around the map twice. Probably hit your bitch twice. Flip a coin like Two-Face. We can play the game of life. You can make the news day. Front page, doomsday. Hit him up on Monday. He on the cover Tuesday. I don't hear the hater shit. I'm too high in the sky. I'm on every favorite list. Guaranteed I'm top five. Yeah, we your favorite clique. NDL the team lit. See the logo on the chest. You know who you fucking with. Game need a fix quick. I'm with they call dope. It's legal money. Nah, homie, we ain't selling dope. Homie, that's old news. Welcome to the new school. A million watt life, dude. We ballin' with our own rules. I'm fresh off a tour. Euros in the Deutsche Bank. I'm flipping currency. Styling with no courtesy. It's ski mad season. Give me a reason. My team winning so much, they think a nigga cheating. Yeah, you probably right. Cause we don't play fair. Touch it down my mind, leave you whipping in a wheelchair. I get it, you got it. I send my hitters in there. I'm trying to leave with the wall. You trying to get a pair. That's where I grind differ. My style get you jitters. I'm super fly, but no super fly Jimmy Snooker. Call it what you want. India, the money team. Doofy said he better. We just laughing, let the dummy dream. Show me my competition. I point you to his grave. You on the line for some Jordans. You just a new slave. Y'all worried about Ebola. What happened to the AIDS? This ain't God's work. All this shit is man-made. Go ahead and follow books. Politics is really books. These new clowns got no bars but catch the hooks. These new bitches are brainless. Rely on all looks.
Yeah. That was that Rayshon Talk My Shit. That's, man, that's my jam right there, boy. He be getting it in. What you say?
Rayshon Talk My Shit.
Well, y'all know what time it is. It's about time for that. What in the world? You know what I mean? Yes, sir. What in the world? So, Miss STL, ladies first, if you don't mind, I mean, what in the world is going on in your neck of the woods?
Hey, I just want to shout out this young lady, made what in the world. Her story is she's a 25-year-old woman. She was in her North County home when two or three assailants kicked in her door, not the first time, But for the second time, the first time she wasn't home, but this time she was, not knowing that this young lady was a Navy veteran, straight chased him up out the crib, kicked their ass, chased him out the crib, her and her two pit bulls. Shout out to you. Big ups. That's what the fuck you they get the that's what the fuck you get award.
For sure, for sure. You talking about Miss Brittany Kelly?
Yes, Miss Brittany Kelly. Navy vet,
over
baby.
In Florissant.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. And a couple of the assailants that she ran up out of there was Steve Vince Combs and Marquise Gamage. I guess
yes.
That's how you say his name. Yeah, yeah. I peeped that story. I was like,
but they were also suspects in a few other home invasions, but they met their match with that one. So shout out
hey.
To you, Miss Brittany.
For sure, hands down, because they would have broken my crib. It would have been two body bags.
You hear me?
I ain't playing. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound violent, but I'm going to protect me at all costs. So everybody out there who kicking in doors, you better be aware of what's on the other side of that door, because, I mean, everybody got guns now. So you know what I'm saying? Better think twice, truth be told.
The guns got guns these days, truth be told.
You say the guns got guns.
The guns got guns.
For sure, for sure. Tom, how you feel about that story, bro? I think he went on break. But yeah, I did peep that though. It killed me. It said the Hazelwood man didn't fare so well, you know what I'm saying, with three home invaders who scrambled his eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. They be writing some shit, don't they?
Oh yeah, they be killing me. Yeah, they be killing me. For sure. What's going on in your neck of the woods? You know what I'm saying? What in the world is going on over there, Tom?
Oh man, I was tripping off that the headline race, Skin Exposed by E.L. Wisp at Belleville. It's a story about a woman who had on and off again relationship with a guy, you know what I'm saying, named Marlon Carter, 26 of Belleville. They end up going to the Memorial Hospital in the ER, right? And, you know, the unidentified woman, you know what I'm saying, she needed assistance. You know what I'm saying, she talked to the nurse and informed the nurse of her injuries, you know what I'm saying, she was hurting in her neck, her back, her rib, and, you know what I'm saying, obviously she, and her face, so, you know, it was obvious she was hit in the face or whatnot. So, in the meantime, when they finally got away, you know what I'm saying, they say that, you know what I'm saying, the woman, the victim, you know what I'm saying, she whispered to the nurse, you know, that, you know what I'm saying, it was a different story. You know, the first story she told was just some bullshit because, you know what I'm saying, Marlon Carter, it appears, did actually escort her to the ER, you know what I'm saying. So she told the nurse that she was, you know what I'm saying, was a victim of battery and sexual assault. So the nurse contacted the police and they arrived and arrested Carter. You know what I'm saying? So then they went to the apartment and, you know what I'm saying, searched for some evidence, you know what I'm saying, that corroborated the story with the assault, but they said nothing was conclusive in the evidence that supports the victim's story. You know, so it's crazy. And the victim's story is, you know what I'm saying, she was beaten and kicked and forced to give him head, you know what I'm saying? So currently Carter's been charged with aggravated criminal assault, you know what I'm saying, aggravated domestic battery, and his bill is set at $150,000, you know what I'm saying, his ass sitting in the St. Clair County jail. And, I mean, that story right there, you know what I'm saying, can you believe the kahuna's on the guy to, you know what I'm saying, you know, to have done that and then escort her to the ER, you know what I'm saying?
That's
some bold shit.
True you being told, bro.
And it boils my blood.
It
you
does,
know.
Man. Because when I seen that story, Tom, I was like, okay, so he gonna, you know, sexually assault her, you know, and battery and everything, and then he gonna take her to the ER like, oh yeah, she fell down some steps and hit a door, face first.
Right.
I mean, come
you
on,
know, a lot
man.
Of men think they can intimidate a woman. You know what I'm saying? And he's probably felt confident enough that he could just, like, bitch, you better not, you better don't say nothing when we go in here. This is a story. You better stick to it. And she probably was just going along with it just to get out of his presence and around somebody that could help her.
Truth be told.
Right. That's crazy, man. I mean, the nerves of the dude, man. You know what I'm saying? They I'm sure over there in St. Clair County Jail, they over there hurting that dude, man. You know what I'm saying? That could have been anybody's sister, cousin or something, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, God don't make mistakes. It might be some of her family up in there as we speak. You know?
Right.
So, it's crazy. That's some terrible shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? That just boils my blood flat out, truth be told, man.
Truth be told, bro, and anything,
I don't think they can make that shit up on Lifetime.
No, they could. and anything he's receiving right now is well deserved. So I don't even feel sorry for him. Whatever he getting in there, hey, he deserves it. So better get some grease for your booty hole, because it's going for real. He deserves it all day. Well, what's
you
going on in my
call,
killer? Yeah. Go ahead and pick up that call, man.
Let's do that. Eric, 314, you on Truth Be Told, Dial House. What's good?
Truth Be Told. This is your boy, Kills the Lou, coming from the Lou, St. Louis.
Salute.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm chilling,
bro. Chilling. What's good with you?
Producer. Nothing much. You know what I'm saying? Working. But I've been. Yeah, for sure. I've been listening to y'all, man, and I got a, you know, what in the world, and I got a donkey of the day. With your boy Kevin.
Donkey of the day, baby.
Yeah, donkey of the day with your boy Kevin Gates.
I heard the story,
you know, that he was trying to get it in with his cousin, you know what I'm saying? That's some ill shit right there.
That's
his donkey of the day, you know what I'm saying? But this what in the world. If y'all go on WorldStar, this dude did a show. I don't know where it was at exactly, but I saw it today. This dude did a show, and he got some fans in the front row. Well, it's this girl and her boyfriend is standing right there. This dude, Kevin Gates, goes up, and he rapping. He goes up to the girl and straight up gives her a kiss. And old boy sees it, and he straight up punched him in the face, dog.
I gotta see that. I gotta find that.
Yeah, it's on WorldStar. I saw it early today when I was at work. I looked, I said, man, what is the world this dude is doing? And don't get me wrong, I haven't heard of Kevin Gates. I ain't heard none of his music or nothing like that. But what in the world is you doing, man? You got a girl, one of your fans right there, and her man is right behind her. You know how you stand behind somebody. Mm. So the man is right behind her. This dude, he walk up to her like he's going to serenade her or something like that, and he give her a kiss. And dude just straight up told him, like, yo.
he probably, after dude stole him, he probably said, damn, bro, what you hit me for? I wasn't going to sleep with her like my cousins.
Yeah. You heard me.
I thought we were related. Right.
I thought we were late.
Right. Yeah, so he gets the donkey of the day and the what in the world. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, bro.
I just wanted to call. I'm sitting there listening, man. I've been on the shelf for about a week. I was sick. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't been doing too much, but I'm listening. I'm tuned in to y'all. You know I'm tuned in to the fam. You know what I'm saying? So
for sure,
H P E N T. We appreciate.
Go and drop them handles, bro.
All right, let's see. Well, the first one is you can check, you know, me and the fam, HCNT, at, facebook.com/ High Performance Entertainment, or you can go to, www.youtube.com/user/ Kills the Lou, where you can see me and the whole fam, Floss the Boss, Candy Rain, D Loco. Everybody from HPNT, you know what I'm saying? So, and my Twitter is at Kels the Lou, you know, KELZ, capital KELZ, small DA, and capital LOU, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm always a big fan of Truth Be Told and Dial House and Sexy India, you know what I mean? So,
For sure, and we love you for that. We love all our fans, bro.
For sure, for sure. Y'all be easy and keep that truth coming, man. You know they need us out there. They need us out there.
Hey, true to the word.
Appreciate you.
Hey, salute.
So one.
SPNT, SCS, stand up.
Shout out.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right. That's how we do. Y'all see how we get down up in here? You know what I'm saying? Nothing but the truth.
Crazy.
It's crazy, ain't it? What's good? What's good?
Man, shut my mouth wide the fuck open.
What's the matter, Simon?
Man, I've definitely got to to look at that.
The video. Check his video.
Check
out his videos
now,
too.
I watched the video. I mean, Supposed to Be in Love. That's my shit. I told you. I love that song, but like that What If factor, like you say. So, I mean, yeah, Supposed to Be in Love. Man, that's my shit, but you know that What If. But what you got to tell me about his videos?
No, I just wanted you to see, like, you know, his one-on-ones where he just talking about it like it ain't shit. You gotta see it. I was like, damn, it's like no flexion, no, you know, he just like, fuck it, it's my cup.
No empathy,
nothing. Like, once I found out, I told her we got this shit off, none of that, you know what I'm saying? He like, basically, I'll do it, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep on doing it. I'm like, man, for real? Oh my God, I would incinerate everything if I slept with a family member.
Well,
we gotta
jump into this next break, y'all. And this next break right here is the boss lady herself, the very sexy and talented India Morrell, and she's featuring Stress Dollars, and this is The Art of Seduction, and you hearing it right here on Truth Be Told, House.
Morale, that.
Yes, yes. That was the boss lady herself, the very sexy India Morrell. And if you want to get at her, you can get at her at the Sexy India. You know what I'm saying? And that was featuring Stress Dollars, and it's called The Art of Seduction. You know what I mean?
Hey. That was good. She is naive.
Hey, fuck it. It's India. India Morrell.
India. I'm sorry,
yes,
India Morrell. I stand corrected, y'all.
The boss
sorry,
lady.
Boss lady. Right.
Don't be.
India Morrell.
Man. Look.
Y'all want to touch down on anything else? Because it's closing time coming.
Quick second. You got one time? I'm sorry, baby. Let me back up.
No, go ahead. Do you, killer? Do you? Ladies first.
No, I just wanted to talk about, real quick. This one reads, the code protecting kids has been broken. Now, there was a gentleman named by the name of Kelsey Williams who pulled up on the side of an 11-year-old, pulled out a .38, pointed it at his head, and demanded him to hand over all his belongings. So without hesitation, the young boy dropped his cell phone and the car keys. I don't know if I'm more outgunned that he rolled up on an 11-year-old or that the 11-year-old had a whip. I didn't know that was legal. I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop too when you said it dropped the car keys. But, I mean, still, point of the story being, I think still old boy rolling up on the, you know what, like it says, like it reads in the title, you know what I'm saying? The code of protecting kids has been broken. Touched on this a couple shows ago. Back in our time coming up, you did not mess with kids. You did not mess with
women,
and you definitely didn't mess with the elderly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
right.
This dude right here, I mean, shit.
He broke the code.
He broke the code, hands down. Truth be told,
there's
you know what I'm saying? It ain't no turning back now, because you get no love from nobody.
You broke the rules.
Your own parents don't like you no more.
Yeah, right.
And then if you get jammed up, you done.
Like they say, like
especially
they say,
beat find out what you did.
Beat that bitch with a bat. You hear me? Flat out. Beat that bitch
right.
with a bat.
That's what he deserves. That's what he needs.
Hey, what about that story about Michael Elin? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes Michael Elin is no more eliminated, but is no more eliminated by unknown gunmen in Pine Lawn. Okay, it happened, you know what I'm saying? First off, it happened back this, I'm starting from the 2013 where, you know what I'm saying, they had him and his partner, you know what I'm saying, shot into the house at Jennings, you know what I'm saying? Then the police got a tip that where they were supposedly at. And when the police arrived there, you know what I'm saying, Michael Elin and his partner, you know, his road dog, they busted the cops and did back in the house, and there was a short standoff, okay, before, you know, Michael and his partner surrendered. All right, so, you know, Michael got 3 counts of first-degree assault, and his road dog got charged with 2 counts of assaulting a police officer. So, you know, at the end of the day, last Friday, you know what I'm saying, Michael Elin, 26, was found dead in the back of a vacant house with multiple gunshots. You know what I'm saying? They reported that the gunshot were well-shot bullets. Okay, well-shot bullets. What the fuck are well-shot bullets? You know what I'm saying? As of right now, the county police crimes against persons unit, you know what I'm saying, they're investigating the murder, you know what I'm saying, from the looks of things. Listen to what they report. The world said that the police trying to identify suspect. The county police are talking to hookers, pimps, house creeps, strong car robbers, fences, money washers, carjackers, petty boosters, addicts, and dope dealers, all they claim to the underside of the city. So basically, they harassing the whole hood. And the way I look at it, it's like it's scare tactics. Like you see what happened to him and what he did, that can happen to you. That's the way I'm looking at it. You know what I'm saying, cuz?
Truth be told, that's exactly where I was finna take it, bro. I was hoping you was going there, because that's exactly where I was finna take it, bro. Because they just harassing the whole hood. Because truth be told, he already, it says early in the story that he already shot at the cops back in 2013.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So they not trying to really find your killer.
So
they just trying to let everybody know, And like you had said, well-placed bullets, that's the type of stuff that they put in stories, like when you hear of an assassin going and assassinating somebody.
Right, what does that mean?
Because true.
Well-placed.
Right. That means your bullets are close or close. Like they hit vital organs and they well placed upon your body, meaning the person who shot them is a good shot. So he's a pro.
Yeah.
He ain't no amateur.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? To me, I'm saying a bigger picture within it all. You know what I'm saying? It's like really, you know what I'm saying? From the list of people that are questioning, you know what I'm saying? They went out and terrorized the whole hood. Everybody that had a record.
Whole hood.
Anybody that looked like they gonna have a record one day. You know what I'm saying? Just fucking with me.
Right.
You know, man, fuck that. You know, just like Tupac said, now I respect his last words when the police asked who shot you, he said, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Gotta love
for
it.
Sure.
Salute. You know what I'm saying? I love
for
life. Yeah,
because they,
you know what I'm saying?
They was just telling them, they was just, like you said, they was just telling them, you know, hey, this can happen. This gonna happen to you. You shoot at us, you better keep shooting at each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You shoot at us, and this is what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Truth be told, that's how
you
I
know
feel.
What I'm saying? I feel like that was a message. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was a hit, bro.
That was a terrible. Those were terrible tactics. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not uneducated.
That's
you know?
Right. That's
come
truth
on,
be
man.
Told, bro.
Yeah.
Right.
Truth be told.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all got some shout outs?
Yeah, I want to shout out Common, man. I don't know if y'all watched the Golden Globe Awards, but his speech was phenomenal. Shout out Common. Loved it.
Always.
Love you was articulate in what you said. It was great. You looked great. You sounded great. Shout out Common.
You know, Common always been articulate with them words, though. He's very prolific. You know what I'm saying? Common's I've always, you know what I'm saying, dug Common because he real. You know what I'm saying? He going to bring it to you real at the end of the day, every day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So big salute to Common.
Salute. No doubt about it. You hear me? Shout out.
Be
stand
told.
Up, baby. Yay.
That's right. I want to throw a big shout out to all y'all listeners. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? And then shout out to the boss lady. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Dollhouse family. Shout out to my HPENT family. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? And I want to give a special shout out to my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Because she's going through something right now. She lost her shorty. So big salute to you. Love you, cousin. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. And timer.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Shout out. You know what I'm saying, to everybody, the boss lady, Sexy India. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, Dollhouse family. You know what I'm saying, our listeners. We love you. Salute. You know what I'm saying? Y'all fuck with y'all the long way because y'all fuck with us the long way. Man, that's crazy, man.
Cobra Commander,
wow.
Shout out, salute.
Oh, no doubt
you know
about it.
Appreciate it.
That's my guy, man.
That guy, he's
going to always hit you with some truth and some knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to definitely follow Cobra Nation. Yeah, and when they say you can just sense a real nigga when you hear him, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Or when you in their presence all day, you know what I'm saying? So,
a chief. You know, that's what's wrong with
right.
today. There's too many, you know what I'm saying, too many chiefs and not enough Indians, you know?
Right,
so
right.
Hey.
The balance is all fucked up.
It is, but we gonna restore it here, you know what I'm saying, because that's why we come to y'all every Wednesday with the truth, you know what I mean? The truth to set you free, so that's what we do here.
Don't forget to tell a friend, same bat time, same bat channel, hump day 10, we here.
Booty call hours,
that's what it is, you hear me?
Booty call hours.
So y'all can come listen to some of this hot indie music and then get off the phone and just get it in. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Because
they got a lot of indie
some
music.
Sexy songs on her now.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that, for sure. Yes.
Hey, no doubt about it. Like local say, keep your head up and your ear to the ground. You know what I'm saying?
All day, bro. All day. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Lope. You know what I'm saying? Doing this thing. So
hey,
we're gonna wrap this one up.
Shout out to oh my God, to the Packers. You know what I'm saying? I'm picking them to go all the way. all the way.
Big shout out to the GP. You hear me?
Yeah.
Big shout out to the GP. It's time to wrap this up, y'all. We're gonna go into our final break here. You know what I'm saying? And this song right here is once again another Dollhouse Spotlight artist. You know what I'm saying? This is Candy Rain featuring Floss, and it's called All Over You, right here on Dollhouse.
Stand up.
Truth be told. Let's go.
A nigga fly, don't need luggage.
These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by a bucket. These hoes never call. All of a sudden she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall. And she just trying to get nuggets. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. Then he the freezer nigga, that's cold blooded. Let me in the game, then it can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
I was about to even gave my last dollar, so go ahead and shoot your mind. Cut me, try to cut me, cause I ride.